This is a podcast from Rover.
Time to have a break. Have a shit chat. This is the Shit Chat Podcast.
All right, it's time for another episode of Have a Break, Have a Shit Chat. Now we go to Greece, do we there, Mick Davis?
Well, Jen, I'm talking about this woman who's ended up with a hairy penis tattoo on her DIY kit that's gone wrong, buddy.
Hang on a minute. Are there tattoo DIY kits?
Yeah, it looks like it, mate. So you get a tattoo kit, right? You take it home.
Yeah, where do you get these from? Can you buy them
Mate, no idea. Probably on Temukas.
Temu.
Or somewhere like that. She was hoping for a love heart with an arrow through it on her left forearm, but instead she ended up with something looking like a hairy penis.
Oh, wow. That's unfortunate, isn't
it? Yeah, mate, this is the thing. Never do a homemade tattoo.
Nah.
You know, you don't want to be doing that, mate. Go and see a professional.
Mm.
Oh, it's because, so what's happened, right? So you just imagine a heart, right? See a heart like that?
Yeah.
Right? And then the arrow's going through it, right?
Oh,
and
there's it looks like a big cock and balls.
Yeah. It just ends up like a knob, cuss.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
Wow.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, bloody good, eh, mate? Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, mate, I wouldn't do that.
What have you done
that
with your tattoo, that dolphin jumping over your belly button?
Oh, yeah, that's a nice one, mate. Yeah. Yeah, oh, Hector.
Hector the dolphin. What happened in Greece here? You found a great little article about the statues, the Roman statues.
Oh, yeah, I found another one on the statues, mate. Why the statues over there have really small penises?
Yeah, why is that? Because you could do whatever you want if you're the artiste,
if
right?
If you're chiseling it off, mate, you just want to chisel it off and just go, oh, yeah, I'll just, you know, it's one of the boys over there. I'll just make his a little bit bigger. And
yeah.
Oh, no, it was modeled off Adonis over there.
Oh.
Yeah, I just wanted, and he's walking around, oh, mate, can you make mine a little bit bigger there, Chief? I just want, you know, if anyone asks.
But I haven't seen one with, with a substantial kind of slug.
They don't have big dicks.
Nah,
and the reason
is
it says here that the big dicks and dams in ancient Greece, but why is this? Apparently it's all down to how society's perceptions have changed over the years. So back then no one really thought about it.
Oh, didn't they?
Yeah, so back then it was just like, oh, well, you know, this is kind of probably the best proportion. And if you look at them, it's just all on the slack. You know, it's not like, oh, let's well endow our man with a semi or a woody.
It just wasn't a thing back in those times.
It just wasn't a thing. No, people walked around. They probably had, you know,
they had
huck or clothes on anyway.
Yeah.
Just a bit of cloth and stuff. So it wasn't a thing.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
And our horrible culture has made it all about.
That's right. Now everything's kind of overly sexual. Sexualized and everything, and so it's kind of frowned on to have a small dick.
We've gone backwards in society, really, if that's the case.
We sure have.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is the thing. You look at these guys at these statues and you look at the penis size and basically, you know, it's makes me feel good. You know? Makes
there
me feel good,
is.
Jen, about my package. You know, I'm like, hey, man, cool. There are other guys out there with 2-inch penises.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Right,
there's millions of us. Yeah, yeah. You know, there's millions of us out there. 2 billion people in the world.
And like, hey? Mate, it's good to see other guys are hung like wasps as well.
Yeah.
We'll leave that there. Go get a nice Greek gyro.
The podcast where they just, talk shit. Shit Chat with Lee and Tammy.